Morning.
Oh, what's up?
Charlie stops and turns to Pudgy Jake, who's in a woolly hat.
Oh, stop it.
Hey, give me back my Scully.
This is not a Scully. It's a ski cap your grandmother gave you for Christmas.
Charlie, come on. He's just trying to find his look.
Word.
Word? There's a reindeer on it.
Don't listen to him, Jake. I think it looks very dope on you.
Jake throws down his hat.
Oh, hey, did you see that your former girlfriend's dance troupe is in town?
Mia's here? Let me see that. Come on.
Whoa, is somebody still carrying a torch?
Torch? Don't be ridiculous. I mean, I'm glad to see she's following her dream, but I've moved on.
You know, I think she called the other day.
What? When? What did she want? What did she say? Come on, kid, spill it!
No unresolved feelings there.
She wanted to talk to you, but you weren't home.
I know that, you chowderhead. What else did she say?
She said, what's new? I said, nothing much. And she said, how's school? I said, it sucks. And she said, that's too bad. I said, yeah.
I'm gonna kill him, Ellen. I swear to God, I'm gonna kill him.
Oh, yeah, she wants us to come see your dance next weekend.
It says she's performing this weekend.
Oh, I guess she called last weekend.
You're telling me this now?
Charlie, calm down.
How many things does the kid have to handle? Eat, poop, tell me who called.
She says some guy named Will has tickets.
Charlie takes a breath to calm himself.
Who's Will?
I don't know. She said he'd call.
Will's gonna call?
You mean the tickets are at Will Call?
I don't know, maybe.
Dear God, he's a doorstop that eats. Do me a favor. From now on, when somebody calls, write it down.
I did.
Where?
On my homework.
Okay, where's your homework?
My teacher called. She wants to meet with you.
When?
Oh, I guess it was last week.
Jake gets up from the kitchen table.
Peace out.
Jake strides off. Men. Two and a half men. Alan ends a call in the kitchen. Charlie sips coffee.
Great, thank you. Mia left us four seats for Friday night. House Seats Center Orchestra.
Huh.
What do you think? You, me, Jake, Candy, go out to dinner and make an evening of it.
Sounds like fun. Hmm. Maybe afterwards you could tie me to an anthill and smear honey on my genitals.
Bert has entered.
So you don't want to go?
Jeez, now I see where the kid gets his brains. No, I don't want to go. Why would I want to go?
Because you were in love with the woman and obviously still have feelings for her and want to see her again.
Oh, that's crazy. God, you are so naive.
How am I naive?
Oh, I know this one.
Berta raises her hand and shrugs when they ignore her.
Alan, when an ex-girlfriend calls, no good can come from it. Unless, you know, it's 2 a.m., she's blind drunk and wants to get even with her new cheating boyfriend.
She just wanted to invite us to the ballet.
Yeah, right. And girls are completely unaware that you can see their nipples through their shirts.
What does that have? Really, they know?
There's only a few reasons why an ex calls. One, they're doing great and want to rub your nose in it. Or two, they're doing lousy and need to borrow money.
Or three, they've got money from knocking over a laundromat and want to hide under your trailer until the heat's off.
They both give her a strange look.
It happens.
Okay. How about four, she misses you and wants to try again?
What is it she's gonna try? To change me into something I'm not? To get me to stop drinking, smoking, gambling? To rescue me from the barren, loveless abyss my life has become?
Berta and Alan gaze at him blankly.
What?
You know what I think? I think you were never happier than when you were with Mia. You still have feelings for her, and you're just afraid to admit it.
You are so wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. Believe that guy?
You want the truth?
No, probably not.
Good call. Oh, by the way, here's the $20 I owe you.
Fat Berta empties handfuls of coins from her pockets.
I am telling you, it is not appropriate to wear to the ballet.
A bandana.
Why are you tripping on me?
Hey, Alan. Matey.
I'm not a pirate.
You're not a gangsta either. You're a dorky white kid with a Cub Scout bandana on his head.
Yo, hate the game, don't hate the player.
You know kids better than me. How long does this pimp stage last?
Just ignore him. So you sure you won't change your mind and come with us?
Positive.
Well, should I at least say hi to Mia for you?
Say whatever you want. I'm meeting somebody at Pavlov's.
Who?
How would I know? I haven't met her yet.
Alan opens up.
Hi, do I look okay?
Candy, skimpily dressed.
Perfect.
Hey, no fear.
She wears a bandana.
You grow a rack like that, you can wear anything you want on your head.
You have a house on the beach? I'd love to see it.
I could take you there.
Great.
Then I could bring you out on my deck. We could watch the surf and the moonlight. Then I could take you in my arms, kiss you. Not a big kiss, just a little something that gives you a taste of what's to come.
Well, let's go.
She drains her drink.
Then I would take your hand and lead you up to my bedroom where I would slowly undress you. Then lay you down on the crisp, cool sheets and proceed to make wild, passionate love to you until we're both totally spent.
Okay.
And in the morning, I'll bring you a cup of coffee and your car keys.
Wow. Wait, my car keys?
I promise to call you, but I never will. And when you try to call me, you'll find that the phone number I gave you belongs to a dry cleaner in Koreatown.
What?
And when all is said and done, you know what we'll both have? Nothing. Not even a good memory. So what do you say we do us both a favor and not go through with this whole pathetic charade?
Okay. Jeez, I was just trying to get laid.
The big-breasted babe staggers away. At the ballet, Alan watches intently.
See, Jake, the swan is dying.
Jake's fast asleep. He turns to Candy.
Can you believe it?
Candy's out cold.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Oh, pardon me. Excuse me. Hey, what did I miss?
I thought you weren't coming. I'm not here for Mia. I'm here to support the arts.
Charlie's arrived with tired-looking flowers.
Yikes. Look at the package on that pretty dude.
Alan looks disapproving. Later, backstage, Charlie passes a skinny ballerina.
Hey, good job. Eat something.
He enters a communal dressing room.
Charlie!
Hey, you were terrific.
Thank you. I'm so glad you came.
Are you kidding me? I've been looking forward to this all week.
Dressed like that?
Well, how else would you recognize me?
Offering the flowers.
These are for you.
Thank you. They're beautiful.
No big deal. They had them at the liquor store. It's either this or a stack of lotto scratchers.
I think you made the wise choice.
We'll never know, will we? By the way, Alan would have come back too, but he had to take the kids home.
Kids?
He's kind of adopted a young girl.
Really?
Well, not so much adopted as banging. So you're looking good?
You too. How have you been?
Great. Just great. Really great.
Good.
No. Great. And you? How have you been?
Wonderful.
All right, then. I'm great and you're wonderful. So what the hell am I doing here?
Actually, there was something I wanted to talk to you about.
Hey, Mia. Who's your kid friend?
Mrs. Charlie. Charlie Teresa.
Hey. So what did you want to talk to me about?
Really isn't the right place. Why don't I get changed? I stop by your house in a little while.
Sure, I'll be up. As you know, I'm a night person.
I remember.
Of course, if you come too late, I could be drunk.
I remember.
Oh, there could be other women there.
I remember. I'll see you later.
Whatever.
She kisses him and turns away.
Hey, can you hook me?
He snaps to raise his costume bra top open in one swift move and walks out. At home, Charlie lights candles. Wearing long shorts and casual shirt, Charlie switches on some music. A fire burns in the grate. Alan appears and looks puzzled.
What's going on?
Nothing. Mia's coming over, so I thought I'd... Nothing.
I see.
What do you mean, you see? You're right. It's too much.
He blows out the numerous candles he's lit.
How's that?
Well, I...
You're right, she'll smell that there were candles burning, so I have to light at least one.
He relights one.
Now, what about the music?
What about it?
You're right. Sounds like I'm trying too hard.
Alan frowns and gazes at Charlie, who grooves to the music.
Huh?
Well, I
you're right. No music.
Charlie?
Yeah?
I'm just glad you're over her.
Get the door. Get the door. Get the door.
Charlie sits down, takes a drink, crosses his legs, and tries to look cool.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Mia. You were great tonight.
Thanks. Did Jake like it?
He was absolutely knocked out. Charlie, Mia's here.
Oh, really? Well, ask her in.
All right. Won't you come in?
Hi, Mia. I almost forgot you were coming. Get out.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
Sit down. Make yourself at home.
Place looks the same.
Well, you know me. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it is broke, who gives a rat's ass?
He sips his drink.
Can I get you a drink?
No, I'm good.
So am I. In fact, I'm great.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Repeatedly.
He sits beside her.
So, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, boy. This is a hard thing to ask.
You need some money.
What? No.
So, what, you want to get back together again?
God, no.
Charlie blows out the candle and scowls.
All right, then. How about a quickie for old time's sake?
Please. Charlie, I think you're a terrific guy. You're smart, you're handsome, you're talented.
All good arguments for the quickie.
Will you let me finish?
Didn't I always?
She blinks and smiles patiently.
Sorry, go on.
I've been thinking a lot lately about what I want out of life. I love dancing, but let's face it, I'm not getting any younger. So the time has come for me to make some tough choices.
I understand completely.
You do?
Nah, I'm just trying to be supportive.
Charlie, I came here because... well... I want your sperm.
He blinks and raises his eyebrows. Charlie looks down and considers...
All right, where do you want it?
Alan and Candy are asleep.
Alan, Alan, wake up, wake up! What? Mia wants sperm. Well, don't look at me. No, no, she wants my sperm. She wants me to make a deposit so she can have a baby. You're kidding. Apparently that's another one of its uses.
Candy runs in her sleep.
What the hell is that? I'm not sure. Near as I can tell, she's chasing a rabbit. So why did Mia come to you?
Well, it turns out her biological clock is ticking. Most of the guys she meets are ballet dancers, so, you know, slim pickings there. And she doesn't want to wait for Mr. Wright to come along, which pretty much leaves you.
Yep.
I'm good genetic material, you know, easy on the eyes. And she wants to raise the kid alone, which fits nicely into my lifestyle.
Charlie, drinking, gambling, and casual sex is not a lifestyle.
Okay, I didn't come in here to argue with you.
Look in the hedges, look in the hedges.
What? I don't know. So what are you gonna do? You gonna go to a sperm bank?
Well, I tried to talk her into a direct deposit. You know, straight from the tap. But she really dug in her heels. Not in a good way.
And you're okay with it?
Well, why not? I've sent billions of soldiers out there. It's time for one of them to finally take the hill. Now what?
I think she caught the rabbit.
Anyway, I'm thinking this could be my one chance to guarantee that the Charlie gene lives on. You know, make sure that the double helix that is uniquely me keeps on trucking into the future.
Okay, let's assume that's a good thing. One more question.
Yeah?
If you have no doubts about this, why'd you wake me up to tell me?
Well, you're my brother, and I thought you should know you're gonna be an uncle.
You mean I'm gonna be an uncle to a child I'll never see?
Tell you what, When he turns 12, I'll track him down, bring him to live with you, and we'll see if you get your phone messages.
Charlie leaves the bedroom.
Lynn.
Checking a document at the sperm bank.
What do you think?
Looks like pretty standard boilerplate. It basically says that once your swim team's off the bus, you're no longer the coach.
All right. Let's see, where do I sign? The old John Hancock, if you will.
You sure you want to? You're giving up the rights not only to your sperm, but to any children that might result from them. It.
I understand.
Do you? Once you sign, Mia can do whatever she wants with it. Them. She can use it, resell it, freeze it, put it on eBay.
Yeah, I don't care if she uses it to caulk her bathtub. Once the boys reach escape velocity, they're on their own.
I see.
It's out of my hands, so to speak.
I got it.
Charlie signs the document.
Okay, I'll be back in 2 shakes. 3 if it's cold in there.
Charlie hands the document to a receptionist. Alan picks up a magazine to read. Sometime later, Alan's still flipping through magazines. He finishes the one he's reading, checks his watch, and throws the magazine down. Looking thoroughly bored, Alan reaches for another magazine. Alan finishes reading that magazine and slaps it down beside him. Checking his watch again, Alan stretches in his chair and looks over to some doors. The waiting room is empty except for him and the receptionist. Alan gets up and walks towards the doors. He stops and frowns, wondering which room Charlie might be in. He approaches a door tentatively and knocks.
Charlie, you okay?
Lárgate de aquí, baboso, que me quiero concentrar.
Lo siento, señor. Charlie?
What?
Well, you've been in there a long time. How's it going?
How do you think it's going?
Well, I don't know if this will help, but sometimes when I was married, I used to pretend that I was having sex with a completely different woman.
Oh, thanks. The image of you bumping uglies with your ex-wife should really move things along.
Excuse me, I was just trying to help.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to have sex with a cup.
Don't think of it as a cup. Think of it as a polyurethane lap dancer.
Get out!
I'm going.
Later, Charlie approaches the open door of the ballerina's dressing room.
Hello?
Charlie, I was just getting packed.
Oh, right, you're heading to San Francisco. That's gotta be a big ballet town.
Yeah. So, did you go to the sperm bank?
Uh-huh.
And?
Not a lot of laughs in that place. I asked the receptionist if she ever takes her work home with her. Nothing, not even a smile.
Thanks for doing this. You have no idea what it means to me.
Yeah, well, funny thing. Turns out it means something to me, too.
What are you talking about?
I tried, Mia. I really did. I tried the magazines, the movies. You can't imagine how bad porn acting is until you actually watch more than 3-4 minutes at a time.
So you're saying you couldn't? You?
Yeah, I know. What are the odds?
Well, I guess these things happen. You'll try again, I'm sure you'll do fine.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, I have some thoughts about the reason things didn't go down as planned, or actually up.
Okay, I'm listening.
As I was sitting in that little sperm cubicle watching Ass Masters 7, the final chapter, all I could think about was some kid of mine growing up somewhere and me not having a chance to, you know, be a part of his life.
I thought you were okay with that.
I thought I was too, but as it turns out, I'm not. So, if this is something you really want to do, then you're gonna have to find someone else.
I see.
And by the way, Ass Master 7 is not the final chapter. They left a lot of loose ends.
All right, well, I gotta go. I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, thanks. I think I have a rotator cuff injury.
Good seeing you again, Charlie.
Good seeing you too.
They start to kiss.
I
Let me float another idea by you.
What?
It's a little crazy, a little unorthodox, but if you really want a kid, this could be the solution.
Charlie, I'm not having sex with you.
Who said anything about having sex? I'm asking you to marry me.
To be continued. A man's on the phone in a dry cleaning shop.
There's no Charlie here. Why you stupid girls keep calling? No, listen. I don't take message. I do dry cleaning. One more time. There's no Charlie here.
ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men.